Welcome to episode 248 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be continuing the series on Daniel chapter 6, and this is going to be part 5. I'll encourage you, if you've missed out on the other four parts in the series, to check those out. We're going to go straight into part 5, and we've done verses 1 to 9 already, so we're going to jump into verse 10. Remember, the first background here is, again, basically King Darius. He put a bunch of people over the land of the 120 provinces of Babylon, I believe. And he put Daniel at the very tippy top of all those people. Those people got very jealous, but he literally found nothing they could do about it, because Daniel was an excellent person. But they were like, okay, we're going to catch him in his relationship with God. Okay. So they made the king make a decree that no one can worship anyone other than that king for 30 days. If anyone worshiped any other person, they get thrown in the lion's den. That's a brief summary of where we are right now. Okay, so we'll pick up from verse 10, and I'll read from the New Living Translation. It says, "But when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room, with its windows open toward Jerusalem. He prayed 3 times a day, just as he had always done, giving thanks to his God." Giving thanks to his God. So before we go to the next verse, I think we should kind of break some things down here. I'm going to read it again. It says, "When Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room, with its windows open toward Jerusalem. He prayed 3 times a day, just as he had always done, giving thanks to his God." Giving thanks to his God. Right, so let's explain a few things here. The first part of this verse talks about that Daniel learned that the law had been signed. Daniel learned that the law had been signed. So it's not like he did not know about it. But did the signing of that law change Daniel's behavior? No. Daniel still did what he had pretty much always done. The law had been signed, but he still did what he had pretty much always done. He opened his, went home, knelt down as usual, open his windows towards Jerusalem, pray 3 times a day, right? So here's one thing you need to learn about Daniel. Daniel would rather fear God and disobey man. Daniel would rather fear God and disobey man. Because many people, when they hear of a decree like this, they freak out, they're afraid, they're like, oof, I don't want to get in trouble. So you know what? Let me do things differently. Or let me change my routine. Let me change in my convictions. Let me change in my values. That's unfortunately one thing that happens a lot in the world we live in today. The circumstances of the world, and it may not be a law or decree signed to put you in trouble or whatever, but the circumstances of the world have caused people to change in their convictions, have caused people to change in their values. I mean, this is why God also loved Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were presented with an opportunity to either bow down to a golden image or be thrown into the fiery furnace. And they made the choice to serve God instead. So again, I just want to ask you a question. Are the circumstances around you, the laws of the land, the wealth of the land, the prosperity of the land, your friends, peer pressure, is that making you change your convictions? Notice Daniel's convictions could not be changed, even if the risk was potential death, or almost like certain death, being thrown into the den of lions. He didn't change his convictions. But you see people, they've changed their convictions for much less, right? Literally, this is the risk of death. And Daniel was like, nope, I'm not changing my convictions. I'm going to still keep serving God. But there are people that change their convictions for $100. They change their convictions for much less. So again, I'm just asking you today, when you've surrendered your life to the Lord, your conviction should not be cheap. Don't sell your conviction at all. Don't sell your conviction at all. If you've come into your relationship with God, let that be a permanent decision. Don't sell it at all. And I also kind of like to think of it as also like marriage. Don't let your marriage be sacrificed if you're married. Don't let your marriage be sacrificed because of something mundane. No, No, your marriage is a forever relationship, right? At least on this earth, right? You've made a vow before God. Don't break up your marriage because of, no. It should be a lasting commitment that you make. It should be a lasting commitment that you make, right? So I want to encourage you today. Don't change your conviction. The Bible says in the book of Daniel chapter 1 verse 8 that Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself. He proposed in his heart. He made that decision. He said, you know what? I will literally not change my mind on this thing. And that conviction was consistent. You see, some people, their conviction, as long as the things are favorable for it, as long as it's easy to keep that conviction, they will keep that conviction. But once things get tough, once the going gets rough, those people, they're like, yep, God, I'm out. Right? So don't change your conviction because of that. Just don't. Don't, right? Stick with your conviction to God. God rewards those that stick to their convictions. And the thing is, it may not be easy, but there is grace for it. The Bible says, he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved, right? But God will give you that grace. If he sees your heart that, you know what, because it was not outward appearance he saw it in, but he saw it in Daniel's heart that this man was willing to serve me, right? The Bible says Daniel proposed in his heart. Daniel did not make any big global declaration. Oh, I'm not going to do blah, 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 blah. No, the Bible says that Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself, right? And God held on to that and said, you know what? I'm going to help this person, right? God will help you if he sees that your heart is with him. All right. So the next thing I want to say in this verse 10, right? The Bible says, so, but when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room with its windows open toward Jerusalem. He prayed three times a day, just as he had always done, giving thanks to his God. Right? The second lesson you can learn from this verse, the Bible says that Daniel knelt down as usual. So that means the word as usual tells us that this is a habit that this guy has. This is literally a habit that this guy has. Again, it's no surprise that Daniel was a very successful person. It's no surprise. Let me tell you this. You can see whether a person will be successful or not by the kinds of habits that they have. What kinds of life habits do you have? What are some things that are as usual for you? Those as usuals will determine how far you can go, or at least are one of the determinants of how far you can go in life. What are your habits? So that means Daniel had a habit of prayer, right? Because I'm telling you this, if you add up all your habits, that's in many ways the summation of your destiny, right? And I guess I can even throw this as a challenge. There are some people that don't even have any habits. They literally don't. Although it's really hard to not have any habits because it's not every habit that is good. People have good habits and people have bad habits, right? But what kinds of habits do you have? What are the things that we call your as usual, right? What are the things we literally call your as usual? What are the things we call your as usual? Those as usuals will determine your destiny. If your as usuals are negative behavioral patterns, negative habits, bad habits, then you're going to have a nasty destiny. But if your as usuals are good habits or godly habits like praying, fasting, seeking the face of God, reading the word of God, being kind to other people, being a person that is hospitable, being a person that is hardworking, being a person that is excellent, right? Then you're going to have a good destiny. And let me say something. Daniel, we don't just see this habitual, like good habits in this verse 10. Look at the early verses, right? The Bible talks about how Daniel was always faithful. Again, the word always means that, wow, okay, this is a consistent part of his character, right? Because excellence is something that is a track record. You build a track record from having a particular kind of habit, right? Like if a person has a track record of excellence, it means that, wow, they've been excellent all the time. They've been knocking it out of the park time to time. So what is your as usual? What is your as usual? That's very, very important. What is your as usual? What are those habits that define your life? What are those habits that define your existence? And if you know that your life is mostly bad habits, I want to throw a challenge out to you today. Try to start building up good habits. Try to literally start building up good habits. If you start accumulating good habits, over time, you'll have a better and better destiny. You'll have a better and better life. Accumulate good habits. And again, you cannot do it in your own strength, but the power of the Holy Spirit can help you. The power of the Holy Spirit can help you. One of the best habits to have is prayer. Prayer is a good habit. You see many people these days, they cannot even be bothered to pray for like 10 seconds. They don't even pray at all. They literally don't even pray at all. But look at the Bible. The Bible says that Daniel prayed three times a day, right? Prayer is a very good way to build your relationship with God. Because what does prayer mean? Prayer literally is communication with God, right? Think about it. Any relationship that has good communication, that relationship is going to grow. But if a relationship does not have good communication, that relationship will not grow. So I want to encourage you today, right? One good habit you can inculcate is prayer. Another good habit you can inculcate is studying the Word of God. Another good habit you can inculcate is fellowshipping with other brethren in the context of a godly assembly, right? Another good habit you can pick up is just being hardworking, being excellent. There are many, many good habits you can pick up. So I want to encourage you, pick up good habits. It's going to be for your own benefit, right? And the Lord will help you as you do so in the name of Jesus, right? So as we wrap up this podcast, again, I want to raise out a call. One of the best habits you can have is having a consistent relationship with God. But you cannot have a consistent relationship with God if you have not been cleansed of sin by his son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says that we're all born in iniquity, that in iniquity we're conceived in our mother's wombs, right? Again, remember, we all descended from Adam. Adam, he sinned in the Garden of Eden. And because of that, sin was brought into the world. But thank God for Jesus Christ. He died for us on the cross to save us from all our sins. So if you want to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. I confess all my sins before you. I forsake them by your grace. Cleanse me of all my sins. Come and be my Lord and my Savior. Give me a brand new beginning. Give me a new foundation in Christ. Write my name in the book of life. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Lord, I thank you for these souls that have surrendered their lives to you. I pray that you give them the grace to serve you all the way to the very end. Let serving you be a habit that is inculcated in them and let it grow in them and let them be consistent in it. And Lord, I also pray for myself and others listening to this podcast. Help us to consistently serve you. Help us, Lord, let us have as usuals that are positive, that are in line with the word of God. Help us to have godly habits and let those habits take us towards our divine destiny with you powering us by your grace and the help of your spirit. And Father, I also pray that you give us the grace not to sell our convictions in Christ. We have surrendered our lives to you. We have devoted our lives to following you. And for those of us that are not devoted, give us the grace to be devoted. But help us, Lord, to endure to the end. Help us, Lord, not to sell our convictions in Christ, that your name alone might be glorified. Thank you, Emmanuel. Thank you, Most High God, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. For those that have surrendered their lives to the Lord, congratulations, you're a child of God. There are three things you need to do. Number one, I would encourage you to listen to episodes 96 to 101. Episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It's titled The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. Those are specific things you can do. It kind of walks you through things you can do to grow in your walk with God. Number two, find a Bible translation you understand and read it every day. For many people, the New Living Translation is exactly that. Read it every day. Think about what you've read. Don't just read it. Think about, meditate on what you've read and then put it into practice. Write down action steps and put them into practice. And then number three, make that a habit, right? And then number three, find a Bible-believing church, not a church, a Bible-believing church. There are many places that call themselves churches and they are not Bible-believing. That is not a place you want to be at all. I kid you not. That is not a place you want to be at all. Find a Bible-believing church. Find a place where you can hear the true, pure, undiluted word of God. There are many places that preach things that are not in line with scripture. That is not a place you want to be. But as you do these three things, I pray that the Lord will help you and continue to lift you to where he wants you to be. So thank you for listening to me today. Have a wonderful rest of your day. God bless you. I will see you in episode 249, I believe, on Sunday. So shalom and bye for now. Thank you.